Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now on the final podcast of the second parak of Masechet Gittin, and Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet, Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah of the parak. One bit of introduction: as we studied in Masechet Yevamot, at the latter half of Masechet Yevamot is devoted quite a bit to the issue of testimony about a man's death vis-a-vis the permission for his wife, or now widow, to remarry. And the framework for testimony there is, in some sense, far more lenient than in most other areas. And we allow an individual to testify, even an individual is not normally accepted as a witness. Even a woman can testify to that, and her testimony is accepted. Even the wife herself can testify. However, there are five women whose testimony is not accepted because the suspicion is that they have enmity towards the wife and are trying to trick her into remarrying, such that when the husband then arrives, obviously not dead, she will never be able to return to him. Plus, she will also have her new marital life disrupted. And we'll see who they are. So, even those five women who are not believed to say that a husband died, they are trusted to be shlichot for a get. And they are chamota, her mother-in-law, meaning the husband's mother, uvat chamota, her mother-in-law's daughter, meaning her sister-in-law, in other words, a sister of this husband, tsarata, her co-wife, yivimta, her co-sister-in-law, meaning that another Yevama who would fall to this man, Uvat Ba'ala, her husband's daughter, those five. Now, Ma Ben Get Lemita, so why indeed do we distinguish? The answer is that here you have a get that demonstrates that the gerushin really happened, and all they're doing by bringing it is just being a vehicle to generate the gerushin. In other words, when a woman walks into a Beit Din and says, I saw this guy die, he went into my Mashiach Shalem Sof, he never came up, they brought up his leg, whatever it is, then we have nothing else to go on except the fact that he's missing and this woman's testimony. But here we have a written document that indicates that he divorced her. Now, a woman can bring her own get. This we saw referenced earlier on. A woman can bring her own get, but she must make the declaration of Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtam. And the Gemara will ask the question, which is a quite obvious question. What do you mean, bring her get? The minute she has it in her hand, she's divorced. What's to bring? All right, the first half of the Gemara will deal with the first half of the Mishnah. Vatanya, Kishem Shen Namanot Lamar, Meipa Lakach Ein Namanot Lavigita. We have a braita that flies directly in the face of this Mishnah, because it says, just as those five women are not believed to say that the husband died, they are also not trusted to bring a get. So how do we reconcile this? Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha kan ba'aretz kan b'chutz la'aretz. Rav Yosef says, reconcile it by assigning one statement to a get brought in Eretz Yisrael, one, a get brought from chutz la'aretz. Now let's see what his idea is. Ba'aretz d'lov ha'dibur ha'didaka samchinan. In Eretz Yisrael, we're not relying on her word. She's just delivering the get. Mehemna, therefore she's believed. In other words, the get is what we're trusting, not her. Chutz la'aretz d'dibur ha'didaka samchinan. But when it comes to a get coming from chutz la'aretz, where we're relying on her words, then lo mehemna, we don't trust her, just as we don't trust her to say this man died. So Marley Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Rebbe, Adaraba, Ipcha Mistabra, it should be the opposite. Why? Ba'aretz ti ati balmar mashamtin mishaghinan beim. If the husband comes in Eretz Yisrael and says that get is a forgery, then we pay attention to him because there is no buffer fanenichtam, and then we have to go find edim to support the signatures. So therefore, the ikal amemer lekulkula kamachavna. So perhaps if a woman brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, where the get will not have the buffer b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and therefore if the husband shows up and challenges it, then we will pay attention to him, and we may indeed invalidate the get, and we may indeed mess up her subsequent marriage, etc., then we have reason to think that one of these five women intentionally came and lied in order to mess her up. But if she brings a get from chutz la'aretz and says fanenichtam, that's it, the husband can't challenge it anymore. Then mehemna, we got to believe her because she's not going to be effective. If the reason we suspect her, which is the only reason to suspect her, she's trying to hurt this sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, etc. of hers, then she won't be effective in doing that. Therefore, we should trust her. Now, Tanu Kavatei Abaye. We have a brayta that supports Abaye's position. Shemar Lazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Yishan Emenot LaHavigita Mikal V'Chomer. He supports the end part of our Mishnah that a woman can bring her own get as a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Those five women that Chacham said cannot, are not trusted if they say the husband died, they are trusted to bring a get. He shenemenet l'mar meit ba'ala or ba'ali. Enodin shenemenet l'avig gita. But she, who is trusted to say my husband died, certainly should be trusted to bring the get. And the brayta continues. Makom shabata. Now we've got to extend it and put a full application. Just like in the case of the five women, they have to say, she has to make the declaration as well. Which means that the model that we see of when the women, the five women are trusted is when they bring it up for chutzlarts and say, Rashi says, if you look at the Mishnah carefully, you'll see that embedded in the words. In the second half of the Mishnah, where it says that a woman can bring her own get, it says, but she must say, which means that the entire framework of the Mishnah must be a get being brought from Chutzlaritz with the Takana, except for one problem. Rav Yosef, Reishav Asef B'Chutzlaritz Miyad Nsiyata Ba'aretz. So Rav Yosef, how is he going to explain his interpretation? He's going to say the first part, meaning the earlier Mishnah, which is explicitly Hakol Kshein Leviyata Get, right, except for a Suma, because he can't say Fanenachtam. So that is certainly about Chutzlaritz. The woman at the end of our Mishnah is about bringing it from Chutzlaritz, because Fanenachtam. And in the middle, when you say even those five women can bring it, that's Dafka Be'eretz Yisrael, it's kind of strange. Chutzlaritz, Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlaritz. So, in Reish Vasev Chutzlaritz Mziyata Ba'aretz, Mimai, why does Rav Yosef say it? Because Minitani Ma Ben Get Lemita Shakta Mochiach. Because what at the end of the first half of our Mishnah, how does it explain the distinction between the Mita that we don't believe these women for and Get that we do? We said because Aktav Mochiach. And Veloktani Shaktava Pemachiach. It doesn't say that the writing and their testimony prove it, but rather that the writing proves it, which means that we're talking about a context where all that we have is the writing, which is Eretz Yisrael, without the testimony. Now, we could respond to that and say, sure, because we're trying to show the distinction. In both cases, there's peh. But along with the peh, it's the ktav, and the ktav supports the peh, and therefore, because what she says now makes the ktav irrevocable and unchallengeable, therefore it would be good. But in any case, that's the way Rav Yosef saw the Mishnah. Now, the last part of the Mishnah, Aisha Atzvama V'Yagita. So the question that I mentioned is the question of the Gemara. Aisha Mechimati Gita Liyada Yigrashala. Why does a woman have to bring a get anywhere? The minute she's got in her hand, she's divorced. So we're going to have several ukimtot here, several circumstances that we will try to address around the Mishnah. Amarvuna Ba'omer Lotit Garshibo Elam B'Fenim Beitin Ploni. If a guy gives his wife a get and says, but the get is not effective until you go in front of Beitin Ploni. So fine, the minute she walks in, she's divorced. She doesn't have to say anything or deliver anything. She walked in front of the Beit Din. So we have to fix this. When you get to that Beit Din, put it on the ground and pick it up, and then you become divorced. But that's a case of a guy saying, pick up your get from the ground, not in your property, but rather in my property or in communal property. That's nothing. They have to give it to her or put it in her hands or put it in her property or give it to a shaliach. Ella damarla, so it must have been as follows. You should be a shliach holacha until you get to there. Once you get there, you become a shliach kabbalah. And then you will accept your own get. But that doesn't work because v'halo chazvar shlichut etzalabal. Anytime that somebody appoints an agent, theoretically we have to have the possibility of the shliach being able to return to the dispatcher. And here it can't happen because she has morphed into a shliach kabbalah. So now, de amarla, we have to modify it. Havi shliach l'holacha d'matit hatam. You be a shliach l'holacha till you get to the Beit Din. V'chimatit hatam shavi shliach l'kabbalah. You make somebody else into a shliach kabbalah for you. So anech lemanda ma'isha osah shliach lekabel gita miyad shliach baala. But there's a machloket whether a woman has the rights to make a shliach kabbalah to get a get from her husband's shliach. Right? Amanda ma'ena isha osah shliach lekabel gita miyad shliach baala ma'ika lemanda. But according to the opinion, it says that once a husband has dispatched an agent, the woman has to accept it herself and can't send another agent to get it. So here, how does the husband say to her, you're shliach holacha, until you get there, and then you become a shliach, you appoint a shliach kabbalah, and hand it to him, and then accept it from him? And the answer is no. Tam amayim yishum de'ika bizon de'bal. Even the one who says you can't do that, it's not because of some formal problem, it's because it's degrading to the husband that he sent a get, and she won't take it herself. So v'achabala kopit. Obviously here the husband doesn't care, because he told her to do it that way. So there's a machloket about why that's the case. Hanech lamandam yishum bizon de'bal. Amanda Mishum Chatzera Baal Acharmi came, but there's a formal, possible formal limitation that gets in the way of a husband appointing a shaliach and then a woman appointing a shaliach afterwards to get the get from him, which is Chatzera Baal Acharmi Kan. If a husband, as an example, puts a get into a yard and then in a neutral territory, doesn't belong to her, doesn't belong to him, and then she buys that yard afterwards, the get is no good. It has to be put into her hands, not into an area that later becomes her hand. That's called Chatzera Baal Achar Mikan. So in the same case here, there is a machloket whether if a husband makes a shliach olacha, can the woman make a shliach kabbalah to meet him? And according to the mandamer that says she can't, there's a dispute as to why. One may be because of kavod, the other may be because it looks like a chatzera that's generated afterwards. So according to that issue, the fact that the husband doesn't care doesn't help us. There's still a formal problem. So the amarla, you have to fix it as follows. You're a shliach holacha until you get to the beitin. When you get there, hand it to another shliach holacha. And then you get it from him. All right, so that's one possibility that gets around all of the problems. She's not making a shliach kabbalah. She's just handing it further, and that you could certainly do. In shlichut, we'll see that later on in the Masechet. The other possibility is as follows, that he said, or maybe that was the shlichut. He said, you be a shliach halacha to get to there. And when you get there, say fana nichta fana nachtam, umashvi beitin a shliach v'litvua ani alech. And then beitin, you will turn beitin into a shliach, and they will give it back to you. So as you be a shliach halacha, deliver it to beitin, say fana nichta fana nachtam, and they'll turn it back to you. And so now we come up with this very bizarre, unlikely circumstance where a woman would be coming to beitin with a get, but it still wouldn't have been given, and she would have to say fana nichta fana nachtam. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we've successfully completed the study of the second parak of Masechet Gittin. We will pick up, Yitz Hashem, in the next podcast at the beginning of Kol Get. We will focus on the demand of Lishma in writing a get. Everyone should have a wonderful day.